You know it's not like that. If you're so hurt,
there's my old hometown buddy, Robert Zimmerman. You folks know him as Bob Dylan. You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors and 104.3 The Fan, brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear. Speaking of Jack's Outdoors, let's go right to the phone. And joining us from the Jack's store in Lafayette is Mike Krieger. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Terry. Pleasure to be here.
What's up? Oh, it's great to have you on. You know, we've been talking the last two segments. We talked a lot of ice fishing. We had JR on from Colorado Clays. He's kind of new to ice fishing. We talked about his experience and the type of gear he thought he would need. We talked about the tournament going on at Grand Lake and different techniques and bites that are going around the state. But, you know, we're seeing a lot of people getting into ice fishing for the first time this year. We're also seeing a lot of people getting back to ice fishing. So is Jack set up to help these people really get started the right way?
We really are. We've got a lot of the, you know, the jigs, the sort of have, we get to do the whole thing. We got the jig heads, the live bait, shacks, the electronics, rods, reels. Yeah.
Well, let's go through some of that and different things. First of all, one of the things I have always told ice anglers, and I tell this to fly fishermen too, is the first time you go, maybe before you even buy some gear, if you can go with a friend or a guided trip, somebody knowledgeable, not somebody who just is trying it out too. That doesn't mean you shouldn't go if that's who you're with and have a good time. But if you really want to learn, go with an experienced ice angler or go on a guided trip, and you're going to find out the nuances are probably different than you think. I mean, let's go to rods and reels. So I walk in, I'm brand new. I don't have any idea what to do for a rod and reel. What are you going to recommend to me?
Well, first thing I'll usually ask you is, you know, how serious a person are you? Do you want to just experiment with it, or are you you're going to commit to it? Because that lets me know, do you want a reel that just has one bearing that'll get you through a couple of seasons to, you know, reveal your passion for it or lack thereof? Or if you want to buy quality right off the bat, and that just sort of seals the deal, because when you're working with quality, you get what you pay for, and it's just going to serve you well for season after season after season.
So what do I have to pay to get an ice fishing rod or ice fishing rod and reel combo? You can use your summer reels, but what am I looking for at cost there?
Pretty much if the lower end, the one-bearing rod with a decent enough rod is going to run you probably $15 to $20. And that'll work. And then we go clear up to probably $50 for a combo. And then after that, you can step up to a Fenwick or a St. Croix rod that, you know, can cost you $45 to $60 just for the rod. And then reel-wise, we have, you can spend up to probably $50 to $75 just for the reel, which is why I like to sort of push people I tend to say, okay, buy one that fits what your interest level is. And then if you get hooked, then you want to, and I'm not an upsell kind of guy, but then you can go ahead and buy something that's going to last longer, and then, you know, take somebody with you and then give them the cost effective, better known cheap setup to, you know, get them sort of hooked. But to your point, going with somebody that knows what they're doing, that just ensures you're going to like it a lot more, because they're going to have, you know, blankets in their sled. They're going to have a sled. They're going to have an auger. They'll have all the stuff that, you know, a beginner's going to maybe not know about.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what that beginner should do. One of the tools, especially if you're going to fish on the front range, but anywhere, that almost everybody who contributes to this show tells people to start with, and that's a spud bar. Using a spud bar to check the ice is just one of the best safety tools. Do you sell spud bars at Jack's?
We do, and we have two left. So I'm sure the different jacks up and down the front range, we're sort of in the middle of the season, it feels like. So we're looking at the bottom end of our inventory. So it's one of those things that if you like to fish early and late in the season, you know, when there's maybe 3 to 5 inches, that scares me. But spud bars they just give you self-assurance. It's like, okay, if you smack that ice and it cracks, it's like, okay, let's go somewhere else. Just keeps you safe.
When you can tell if it's honeycomb bad ice or if it's good clear ice. In fact, if you want to see the use of the spud bar to check the ice, I've got several ice fishing videos on my YouTube channel, The Best of Fishing with Terry Wickstrom. And one I did up at North Michigan Reservoir, it actually shows the honeycombed ice, and then it shows the clear ice that had frozen afterwards. and it shows me checking it and the differences and really how to use that spud bar. That to me is, and you know, when you got thin ice, maybe 3-4 inches, you don't necessarily even have to have an auger. You can check your ice with it, and it's very easy if you have a sharp spud bar to chisel your hole, and you keep down what you want to carry. But you do, obviously, unless you're going to hop around and fish holes that other people have abandoned, you need a way to make a hole. And I think that's where a lot of people look and they go, boy, do I want to spend, you know, a few hundred dollars and get the top-end power auger? Can I get by with a hand auger? I think if you're fishing mostly the front range, you can probably get by with a hand auger. But if you're going to go up in the mountains and fish for lake trout, you might want to invest in a power auger. What kind of selection do you have there, and how do you advise people on the augers?
So I usually tell people when they're just starting out, I started myself with a 6-foot manual. And the key there is with manual augers, just keep the blades sharp. That makes all the difference in the world, whether you're, you know, shaving out some shaved ice or if you're just there for 20 minutes working on the same hole. But we have the manual augers we have run from, I think it's like $60 for the 6-inch one, and then about just shy of 100 for the 8-inch one. But then we also have Eskimo came up with a high compression propane one. That, you screw on your little propane tank, the little kind for your camping stove, and those are the HC40s, like $449. And you can just drill holes. I don't know how many holes you can get on one tank, but, you know, it's a lot easier than the manual auger. I've been known to drill through 20 inches of ice with my manual 6 on the 11 mile, and that wears your arms out after a while. You know, then you don't have the arm strength to hand some of those Lakers. But then we also have the Ion, which is an electric auger. It's an 8-inch. It's also $449.99. But what I bought last year was Eskimo came up with these pistol bits, which are super lightweight. Then I bought the eight-inch one. It was $200. And we also carry the 6, which is $169. But you just pair that up with a pretty serious drill, and I can usually get 70 holes on one battery. And that's a game changer.
Those ones that you use an electric drill, you can take half the money you would spend on an auger and invest it in something as a tool you could use year round. But I was using one of those types. I don't remember what brand it was, from somebody else earlier this year. And the electrics, and especially the ones you can add a drill to, just lightweight, and they really cut holes, don't they?
They do. I mean, I think the most I've ever cut in one day is about 50, and I could just go clear across the lake. I get back to my first hole, and I use a little jaw jacker. Those are awesome as well. So I'll set a jaw jacker up in my first hole, then go drilling a whole bunch. And my arms are still fresh. I mean, I'm just pushing down, and that pistol is so amazingly light. You're not really manhandling it. It just sort of does it for you. So just added a whole layer of ease to it.
Now, if you really want to enjoy ice fishing and have the success that it can bring, if you're going to get into it, eventually you want to invest in electronics. We don't have time to go through a class in electronics, but by the way, that same video I did on North Michigan Reservoir, I actually take a Lowrance unit, I fish with it, I had a chip in there, then I get back to my office, I take that chip out, put it on the computer, and I do a detailed explanation of this is a fish on the bottom, here's how it's reacting to my lure, and I've done the same thing with flashers in a place like Glendale. All that's on my YouTube channel, The Best of Fishing with Terry Wickstrom, but electronics can just, it upgrades your experience. What do you carry for electronics at Jax?
The electronics, we carry the Hummingbirds. We carry some of the new Garmin ones, which are interesting because they can give you like the waypoints. So if you're on, let's say you're on Antero and you find a hot spot, you can sort of mark that one. So next time you come there, you can just walk right out to it. And those are game changers. I mean, and I, even myself, I've been, I sell fishing gear, but I had one more game changer per year. Last year it was the auger. This next year I'll get a fish finder. And I can't remember which YouTube channel it was, they say it's like playing a video game. You can see the fish come up to it, which puts you on high alert. You know, then you're ready to go, and then you feel when the fish commits, and then you can set the hook and of course, reel them up.
Now, the last question before we run out of time is lures. If I need lures or bait, I come into a Jack store. Am I going to have to spend an arm and a leg to get a whole new set of jigs and spoons? And do you carry live bait?
We do carry live bait. We have typically, right now I just scooped out the last dozen minnows, so we got slammed last night. But we carry the shiners, medium and large, and we also have the fatheads in the minnow tank. Then we also have spikes, which is a fancy word for maggots. We have the waxworms, the mealworms, and then we also have the regular earthworms. During the summer, it's mostly just all night crawlers.
And now, if I want to buy some... Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Oh, okay.
The, I was going to...
Yeah, so you're, and so then you... we also have frozen sucker meat if you're going for lake trout and stuff for the bottom of the lakes. But the as far as lures go, you can get away. We have a couple of different like Eagle Claw ice fishing kits. They're anywhere from $3.50 to $9, and they have you know, little nippers in there, a couple of jig heads. Really all you need is a couple of jig heads and a wax worm or mealworm or some sort of worm, and you put that about 6 inches off the bottom wherever you are, and you know, you're game on. You're in the ready to catch anything zooming by.
Now, the last thing I have for you, we have partnered with you guys in T-Mobile because T-Mobile is putting towers all over in rural Colorado because people are more and more using their phones. Before I let you go, is the T-Mobile truck, isn't it? It was by you guys yesterday. Do you know where the T-Mobile truck, what jacks it's at today?
I don't know. I did see them yesterday. They were in our parking lot. And that was sort of fun. So it was a beautiful day.
I think they're at your farm and ranch store.
Oh, okay, yeah, they're across South Boulder Road, yeah. So come out and check them out.
All right. We got to let you go, Mike, but thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, Terry, thanks so much for having me. This was a blast.
All right, thanks. We'll get you on again soon. Mike Krieger from Jack's Outdoor Gear. We're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, Chad LaChance is going to teach us how to pick out a boat. And you might think it's too early in the year, but it's not. All that and more on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.